One, two.
Yep. When it's the end of the weekend, but not
listen, the weekend. I love when it feels like a Sunday, but I love when it feels like game day, because you know what game day means? Game day means it's time to play the Underdog Fantasy Sports app, and I want you to enjoy the greatness of playing the Underdog Fantasy Sports app. So here's how it works. You pick between 2 to 5 players, and you select higher or lower on those player stats. If your picks hit, you win up to 100 times your money. So I'm telling you right now, as you watch the Brewers game, as you watch the Bucks game, as you watch any of the tournament games, make sure you download the Underdog Fantasy Sports app so you can have fun and also make it more intriguing and win money up to 100 times your money. And make sure you use promo code KBN. That is promo code KBN, because Underdog Fantasy will match your first deposit up to $100. And also, they will give you a first pick special pick that you can make when you sign up on the Underdog Fantasy Sports app. So make sure you sign up today and get in the game with the Underdog Fantasy Sports app. So you also must be 18 plus and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Get in the game with the Underdog Fantasy Sports app.
800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. In conversation of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll, if you would take 10 years of love or a Super Bowl with Rodgers, that would have been guaranteed. Chef Ed said, I'm done with Rodgers. I'll take 10 years with love. And I still, like, just from that standpoint, saying that out loud, like, you wouldn't take another Super Bowl for the unknown? Like, what? Like, I can't wrap my head around that.
Hope
one
is a powerful thing.
But joining us now,
it is.
Hope is powerful, but powerful. It's not a good strategy.
It's fair.
And hoping that Matt Hamilton and Jim Rutledge are on the show is also a bad strategy, because they're never there. So we're joined by Alex Stroph and Molly Brown of 100.5 ESPN Madison, who will be subbing for Rutledge and Hamilton. What's going on, crew?
Hey, fellas, how are we today? Benny, you took the words right out of my mouth. Hope, bad strategy. Give me the Super Bowl every day of the damn week.
Yeah, Kyle. I almost said, Kyle, you have a brain, and then I was like, wait, Kyle doesn't have a brain.
No, Kyle does have a brain.
I meant to say, Stroph, you have a brain, so it's good to hear a passionate Packer fan take.
Hold on, Benny, real quick.
Isn't just
before you regret saying that, Kyle, we are
Marquette.
Stroph.
Wow.
The next time I see you, I will give you a swirly.
No, he's from Wisconsin. He's just supporting Wisconsin sports.
Who are you, and what have you done with the Alex Stroph who took a picture with me when he was in high school? Or no, you were in like sixth grade. You looked up, loved me.
I did.
Who are you?
Yeah, true. Yeah, what's your guys' stance on that? Can you be avid Badger basketball fans and then actively root for Marquette?
I mean, a fraud.
I'm living proof of that, I think. Yeah, I think it's fine.
So what, do you just not view it as a rivalry?
Hang on.
We are
Marquette!
2003. That's all
I
gotta say.
What do you have?
2014 Final Four and a ring on my finger.
So wait a minute, ooh. Final Fours?
Oh, yeah, you do, Benny.
Right. Yeah, I'm right here. You can't argue this one.
I can't.
Yeah, that old man was probably 12 the last time they did anything.
He saw the championship back in 1977.
So let me get back to Alex Stroph, because this is my time to talk to the youngster. I thought you had a backbone. I thought you were someone who understood what it was like to be a fan and stay a fan. But now you're a fish in the sea just blowing with the wind as well?
A fish in the sea blowing in the wind. That's a phrase that makes absolutely zero sense if we want to dive into
no,
it.
No, you're both.
Moment.
You're being a fish in the sea just going with the stream.
There's no
and
wind
you're just blowing in the wind.
There's no wind in the sea.
But I'm saying you're both. You have no backbone on land, and you're stupid fish flying in the water.
He was smart 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, no doubt. No, look, I think the basketball in the state of Wisconsin, when it is good, everybody can cheer for everybody. Right? Like December 3rd this year, I was rooting for the Badgers. March 29th, I'm rooting for Marquette because they're the team that actually knows how to win in the NCAA tournament these days.
That type of energy isn't deserved to, A, I think, like as Brian D. pointed out, the content director of 94.5 ESPN, like, you didn't go through 11 years of not enjoying losing in the postseason for Marquette, and now you're jumping on the bandwagon. It's a very loserish mindset. And Molly Brown, I'm also disappointed with you, because I thought you'd have some gumption, but you know, both of you guys just are filling in for Rutledge and Hamilton, just happy to be here on spring break, rooting for everyone. Everyone wins. This is classic Gen Z energy from you two.
So oh, back, wow. Back,
wow. I'm not rooting for tough. Duke. If I'm rooting for Duke, maybe we have a conversation. I'm rooting for a university in the state of Wisconsin. Sorry, Molly. Go
no,
ahead.
No, no, no. You're good. Ben, I'm just curious. You were just talking about your Final Four ring. So if Marquette makes it to the Final Four, are you going to say, damn, that was pretty good, or are you going to hate on them for that too?
No, I'm not going to hate on them if they get to the Final Four. Look, Shaka's done a great job. Look, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a fan of Cam Jones and what he can do with, like, lighting up the three-point line. Kolek's kind of annoying, but he's really good. Oso is solid, but, like, here's the thing. I genuinely believe that if they beat NC State and they play Houston, I don't think they can beat Houston. And if they do, I'm not going to be like, oh, bad job by them. I'll be like, they beat a team in Houston, the Elite Eight, that has been to the second weekend three straight years. They deserve this Final Four, and I'll tip my cap. That's part of it. But right now, I'm not going to act like we got Brian D wearing a Sweet 16 shirt around the office. That is some
that's
loser
that is
energy.
Embarrassing.
That's embarrassing. I'll agree with you on that. But, Ben, let me ask you this. Are you a fan of parades? Do you like parades?
Unless I'm the featured guy in the float, then no.
Okay, well, that's a loser mindset, in my
that's
opinion.
That's the least surprising response.
No, I just don't like crowds.
I've been alive for two parades in the state of Wisconsin, and if Marquette is the team that makes it a third parade in the state of Wisconsin sports-related parade, I'm okay with it. I would rather it be the Badgers, but hey, if they win the national championship, which I don't know that anybody besides UConn will, but if they do, I'll be at the parade. I'm going. And I think you would be there, too.
So do you think... Do you think...
You think I
wow,
would be
is
there?
Wow, that is a shocking statement.
You live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You would be there.
You'd be there hating. Well, no, you'd be there hating.
I'll be back in the Groover Law Offices. One call, that's all studio.
No, as a show, we'll be there. So you'll definitely be right
no,
on
no,
the
no.
side.
You guys will be in person, and I will be running the show in the Groover Law Offices. One call,
You'll be saying we are, too.
Are you implying Brad has no backbone then? If he would be at the parade?
I know he doesn't. I've known that from day one.
That's so far astray.
I basically nothing, Marquette. I don't cheer for
this
or against
exactly
them. There's
point.
Nothing that doesn't turn me on or turn me off either way.
I'm talking to four people with no backbone. This is I've got vertebrae all around me.
How the turntables over the years, man.
How the turntables?
How the turntables.
That's an Office reference. Nicely done, Strofe. If you get Office references and you like Gen Z, you got Relegent Hamilton with Alex Strofe and Molly Brown coming up next in 2 minutes on ESPN Madison. Kyle Bruston-Ortman continue live till 5 o'clock, leading you into Marquette here on 94.5 ESPN. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Later,
folks.
We are
Marquette!
What they want you to hear. Tell me it's cool. I just don't.